Blog Talk Radio.
Go ahead, pop off, me and my clique. Your host with the most, Wayne Benitez. How's it going, ladies and gentlemen? Yeah, we have a special guest for you. He's been all around, all over the indie scene, and also a part of the Rosebud Express on WWE Television. Give it up for Kayla. Welcome to Wrestling X Factor. Yes. Hello?
Hey.
Hey, welcome to Wrestling X Factor.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, it's an honor for you to be on the night. And tell me, were you a wrestling fan growing up?
Yes, I was. My dad got me into it, actually. Since I was little, I watched it growing up and loved it ever since. And I knew that's what I wanted to do when I grew up.
And who did you idolize in the business when you was watching it back then?
Trish Stratus. And Lita, of course, too.
Yeah, they definitely are good workers and definitely Hall of Fame legends of WWE.
Yes, for sure.
And what got your interest in becoming a wrestler?
Just watching it and going to live events since I was a kid. I just loved it and just the feeling, like I knew that's what I wanted to do. And my first time getting in the ring, I fell in love with it.
Who were your trainers?
Chris Ledbetter, Jay West, and Cody Hawk.
Definitely the Cody Hawk, definitely definitely good, a good wrestler, good name out
yes,
there.
Yes, for sure.
And do you have a athletic background before for wrestling?
I did gymnastics when I was younger, but other than that, not really.
What are your memories of working with Jordan Grace?
Oh, she's one of my favorite women that I worked with. We had a lot of fun, like, in our match, and it went really good. I would say, like, I had one of my best matches with her.
And also, you have any memories of NWA MCW?
Yes, when I won my women's championship on 6/7/2014.
That was like one of your highlight moments of your career.
Yes, it was for sure.
What's your thoughts of working with Amanda De La Cruz?
Amanda, we are good friends outside the ring. We hang out a lot, so our match was, like, so easy, and we had a lot of fun working together just because we're really good friends.
And also, you worked with a lot of men on the indies.
Yes.
What is your thought? Yes. Mm-hmm. How was that experience right there?
I mean, working with guys is a lot different than women. So they kind of helped me out, you know, training with me and showing me, like, different stuff. So it was different, but now I'm used to, like, working with girls now. So the guys helped me out in the beginning, so it's nice.
What's your thoughts of Tim Lugs?
Who is it?
Tim Lutz.
Oh, Tim Lutz?
Yeah.
I think he's really good. Like, we worked really good in the ring together. I think we only worked maybe a few times, but we worked really good together. And he came to trainings, and we trained some together, too.
Definitely. And also, you also has was competing for the Intergender Championship also?
Yes.
And what are your thoughts on a title belt like that?
I think it was kind of like cool. Like, the audience really enjoyed, like, our matches because it was serious on my part, but funny on his. So it's kind of a comedy match and part serious match, but the audience really liked our matches. So, I mean, I like Intergender because it shows that women can wrestle guys too, and we're just as tough. So I like it.
And one of the memorable matches I've seen you work was Justin Drain. What was that like also?
Well, I kicked his butt, so it shows that a little girl like me could kick guys' butts that are that big.
Yeah, because I'm when I was watching it, it was like the size difference. I think he was like 5'8", maybe like 5'10", and you was probably like 5'5".
I'm actually 5'2".
Yeah. I'm definitely AJ's AJ Lee's height.
Yes, I get that a lot.
And what are your memories of ISC wrestling? or LSC wrestling?
LSC, that's the place I actually started wrestling. I trained there with Chris Ledbetter. And I wrestled there for a little bit. I might go back soon in the future, but I've been taking bookings other places right now, but I enjoyed working there when I did.
What's your thoughts of working with Candy?
Oh, gosh. He was a silly person in the ring. But with our size, we were, like, the same size, which was funny. So that was, like, easy to work with, you know. And, I mean, the crowd loved our matches just because it was funny. And so, yeah.
And how long you been in this business so far?
3 years.
3 years. Definitely, you did so much for in 3 years.
Yeah.
Do you have any thoughts of Natasha Rivers?
We worked a few matches together. She was pretty cool to work with, and yeah, that was like forever ago. I think that was within like my first year of wrestling, I think. So it's been a while, but it was cool working with her.
And you also had a chance to work with Hardcore Heather Owens. What are your thoughts of her?
I love her. I loved working with her. She's taught me, like, so much within, like, the last 3 years. I still work with her. And we actually had a WWE tryout match together. So that was really special to get to work together for that.
What are your thoughts of your tryout match also? Who was there, like, maybe, like, Bill DeMott or someone like that, or?
A lot of the WWE superstars were, like, sitting around watching. Mark Carano was out there. The head ref, John Cone, was out there watching. So there's a pretty big audience watching. So I had butterflies like crazy, of course, but once I got in there, I felt comfortable and done my thing.
What are your memories of AIW Girls Night Out working there?
I met so many awesome girls there. I wish I could get the opportunity to work all of them one day. So hopefully I'll be back soon there again to get to wrestle.
What's your thoughts of working with Steffi?
We only worked one match together, but the match that we worked, I had a lot of fun, and I liked working with her.
She's definitely good also.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, that's how she got the name of the Sassy Stephanie. her parents gave it to her as a nickname. And also you had a chance to work with Marty Bell. How was that also experience?
Yeah, we worked a few matches together, actually. One for AIW and one for Burning River. We actually wrestled twice at Burning River, but I enjoyed working with her. She's a great person. And we had a lot of fun as well.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any memories of the three-way between AJ Sparks and all and Hawk and Owens?
I think that one was within my first year too, so that was a while ago. But I worked with Heather a lot. I haven't really worked with AJ Sparks much. I think that was the only match I got to work with her. But I think it went really well, and we had a good match.
And it would seem like she was so much a heel. Also she got revenge on you when you went over in the match.
Yeah, I think it was a like heel versus face, and I think I was the face, so.
And what are your memories of being a Rosebud on WWE TV?
Oh my gosh, it was an awesome moment because it's been my dream to get there since I was little, so getting to do that was just a like awesome opportunity. Made me really happy. It was fun, and getting to like do the party thing, which was fun, so I enjoyed it, and hopefully I'll be back for that soon.
And also, you also had a lot of matches and LSC. What's your most memorable?
Oh gosh, that's a hard one. Probably my first ever match against Chris because he's the one that trained me, so that one's probably my most memorable. And finally getting to have my first match.
Right. Also, what's your what's your thoughts of Adam Rose, Paul Kruger?
My thoughts on Adam Rose.
Yes.
He's really cool backstage. He's really laid back, and he was super cool.
I know that you was kind of nervous coming out also.
Yeah, I had butterflies my first show I'd done, but after you're out there, it's like any other show, really.
And also have you met any interesting, who was the interesting other people you met backstage while doing being part of the Rosebud?
Paige was actually out there watching my tryout match, and she came up to me backstage and told me she thought I did really good. So I thought that was really awesome, and I liked her for, like telling me her thoughts and everything. So that was awesome. But most of them are just like really laid back, and you feel like you're at any other show, like indie show. So everybody's really cool backstage, everyone that I met.
Yeah, that was definitely one of your memorable moments right there.
Yes, it was.
And we're hoping to see you definitely back on daily TV in the future.
Yes, for sure.
Do you currently watch the DailyV product?
Yes, I do.
And what's the most interesting angle you like so far in DailyV?
Oh gosh, I don't really have one that like stands out. I just watch it all. I don't know. I don't really have one that stands out. I think everybody's sad that AJ left, but
right. Yeah, that was definitely a tough decision on her part right there. That she wanna do explore other options for the future and stuff, other things. Yeah. She was definitely she improved so much in the ring when she was there also, and definitely developed the best character in the Divas division.
Yes, I agree. She was a really, like, inspiration to me as well, just because, you know, like, they're the same size and everything, so I kind of looked up to her. So I was sad that she left.
Yeah. Yep, she's a she's a wife to CM Punk. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, and it's maybe you never know. She might be at a she might make a appearance in a women's indie company in the future in a bit for appearance or even maybe to work with some of the women there also.
Yeah, that's true.
Do you also watch the TNA and Ring of Honor product?
Yes, I do. I don't watch TNA as much as I do WWE, but I do watch it occasionally. And ROH, I do watch that.
Definitely. What's your opinion of the TNA Knockouts division?
I think they have an awesome division. If I couldn't make it, you know, with WWE one day in the future, I would love to work there.
Yes, they definitely give their women more time in the ring also.
Yeah, I do agree, yeah. They get a lot more time than WWE, so I would love to work there if I could.
Right. And even definitely NXT also, Triple H, have their women have even main event maybe 20 or 30 minute matches.
Yeah, I think that's awesome. But I think they should do that on WWE too and not just, you know, NXT because, you know, like that's the top. Like they earn their spot to get there. They should get to wrestle the same amount of time.
Yeah, I guess Paul Triple H gonna have to talk to his dad,
yeah.
Vince, trying to push for more time for the women's or divas, and Triple H, he definitely despises the name divas. He rather for it to call women's division.
Yeah.
But I really want to see that have two separate divisions with women.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Right. And what's your thoughts of Alyssa Bliss from NXT? Also, she had definitely another small performer.
I like her. I think she's really adorable, and she's fun to watch.
And I think she has a I think she came from gymnastics also, in a cheerleader background also. And Bailey definitely is a very interesting character also.
Yeah, I love watching her too. She's fun to watch because of her spunky attitude.
Definitely, and I still remember that she's nowhere near her character when she was working with Shimmer or any other companies on the indies. She was definitely a way different person than her character now.
Yeah.
Do you have any interest in possibly working for Shimmer, Shine, or even a company like WSU in the future?
Yes, for sure. That has been like a goal of mine for a while now, since I started in the indies. I would love to wrestle at one of those promotions sometime in the future.
Right, they have so many positive views and definitely a lot of performers also.
Yeah, they have a lot of awesome talent, so to make it there one day would be big too.
Right. Yeah, and I see the more of women in indie companies and even on television get way more exposure now.
Yeah, for sure.
And definitely, and it's actually very popular in overseas also, in markets like Japan, Mexico, even the UK now.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And do you have any possibly future plans on going overseas to work with any of those companies?
If I get the opportunity, I would love to take it. So hopefully one day in the future.
And also, have you ever been had an opportunity to pick any of the Legends' brains before? Any legends of the business?
That?
I mean, like, talk to them on any of their any of their past history in the business, or like, or to talk to them about or advice or anything like that.
I worked an indie show with the Honky Tonk Man, and he was a pretty cool guy. I got to talk to him for a little bit. I worked a show with Rhino, really cool guy, really nice, gave me good advice, and I worked a show with Davari. He was really sweet. Those three guys were really cool at the show and gave me good advice, so...
Yep, and were you surprised about the day that we bringing back the Diva Search again?
Yeah, I saw that. Everybody's saying that I should be on there, but who knows? We'll see.
Yeah, I'm just hoping more. more indie wrestlers. I'm hoping and praying more than models from America Top Model or whatever agencies.
Exactly. Yeah, I was going to say I hope to see more wrestlers than models for sure.
Right. And I just hope it's not another John Laurinaitis, Kevin Dunn project again.
Or yes,
not another Alicia Fox. But I just hope it's more of that. And even with Tough Enough, also series coming real soon, I definitely hoping to even see a lot of familiar names that's on the indies on this season.
Yes, I agree.
Do you also watch any of their reality shows like Divas, Total Divas?
Yes, I do watch that.
And I've noticed that they get very the most highest rated program on E, definitely.
Yeah, it's cool to see the wrestling part, not so much the drama part, but to see the wrestling part's cool.
Right. And it's very interesting to see the Bella Twins, how they are in person and even on a reality show. They are so much down to earth and even fun.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I feel like they are different, in person, and you see them on TV. And I like to watch Natty, of course. And I like that they added Paige. She's cool to watch.
And I'm still waiting for her mom to be on there, possibly.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that'd be really awesome.
Yeah, it's a rare night. I wouldn't even mind her being in character also. I still compare them as the Osbournes of pro wrestling.
Oh, yeah.
Osmond family.
Yeah, I enjoyed watching them in the indies too together.
Right, definitely. I've seen in Shimmer when Paige was working there, her and mom was doing even wrestling one another, even having as also as a heel tag. I mean, even rubbing the crowd the wrong way and even doing comedy to them.
Yeah.
And I think that I just really hope that Vince really take a very liking and to Paige a little more and even bring even have her mother come in for a feud also, maybe with the Bellas or something like that.
Yeah, that would be so awesome to see.
Right. And just let them, go at it. And even they don't have to go by the PG and stuff.
Yeah.
But I think even the ones like Triple H and William Regal, that they would do something like that later on for NXT also. That probably might be in the works.
Yeah, you never know.
Right. Because I'm very impressed by the Performance Center they bring in. even a lot of indie talent also to work with their current stars and everything. Even to come in and
Yeah,
do
I see
seminars.
that.
Right. And I was surprised about some of the indie names, like even Leva Bates in there. She was a character for weeks on NXT. I think she still is.
Yeah, I think that's awesome that they're starting to notice the indies more and bringing them in. So I think that's awesome.
Right. And I think that this show's been getting sold out. Their last four shows been a success, and the fans taking a liking of it. They getting their money's worth, and it was something that even Vince set there for the first time for an NXT show at Mania weekend, and Vince was very impressed, but the only thing he hated was when the fans was chanting NXT is better than Raw.
Oh gosh.
Yeah, Vince is very sensitive on that. And do you have any upcoming shows you want to plug for any of the listeners out there?
I'm taking off in May because I'll be on a little vacation, but in June I'll be back in NWA and might possibly see me on a WWE show or two. So just be watching out.
We'll definitely be checking also. You hear that, listeners? Even set your DVRs right there. To see her in the Rosebud, or you never know, it might be anything, even a match rep, definitely. For any of their shows, even main event. And definitely that's all the upcoming for right now.
Yeah, I have openings for April. I only done like one NWA show for April so far. May, I'm taking off a week, but I do have some openings I could work still. So I could take any of those. And then June, I'm booked for a few shows. So those upcoming months, just be watching out. Or if you're looking to book me, just hit me up.
All right, definitely the promoters. We'll go right after your email or any other things, inquiries. Kayler, it's been an honor for you to be on Wrestling X Factor Radio. I very appreciate you being a special guest. You can come back anytime to the show.
Oh, thanks for having me.
That's it. It's an honor. You have a wonderful night.
Thank you too.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, that was a women's star. If you want to hear this archive, you can go to Blog Talk Radio under Wrestling X Factor Radio, or hit us up at the fan page at Wrestling X Factor Radio Show, or group page at Wrestling X Factor Radio. This is Wayne Benitez signing off. later.
Come on and let me out.